Ето това, което ви обещахме, специално интервю за Рок Радио Тангра с певеца на Хим Виле Вало, направено от Васил Върбанов.
Hello, Виле, how are you doing?
Well, not bad, just relaxing back at home in Helsinki.
Uh-huh.
Waiting where we're going to play in Roskilde tomorrow and sort of like just taking it easy before that.
Okay, but the main point for this interview is that you're going to play in a week in our country for the first time. So please tell me, тъй като той в момента си е вкъщи в Хелзинки и си почива, утре те ще свирят на Roskilde, но основното нещо, което ще правим е да говорим за това, че те ще свирят за първи път в България на Арена Музика. So the first question is, what is the first thing that comes to your mind when you hear the word Bulgaria?
Not much actually, you know. I'm waiting actually to come over, you know. It's a terrific tool to have to be able to play music and travel around, you know. I've never been there, so I don't have any sort of like ideas about what it's going to be like. So I'm anxiously waiting to be coming over with my fellows in the band.
I can just tell you that we have so many fans down here, so it's going to be hot. And hot again.
Oh, hopefully, you know.
Yep, that will be the
hopefully,
Виле...
you know, that's...
Попитах Виле какво е първото нещо, което идва в неговото съзнание, когато чуе думата България, дали нещо изобщо му присветва. Той каза, за съжаление, не много неща, да не кажа нищо. И това е хубавото, да ходиш да свириш по света, за да можеш да опознаваш различни страни и различни хора. С нетърпение и с леко притеснение очакваме свирането си за първи път в България, защото не знам какво ни очаква там. Аз го уверих, че на практика те имат толкова много почитатели тук, така че ще бъде горещо, горещо, горещо. So after the release of your latest album, Deep Shadows and Brilliant Highlights, a couple of months ago, I think 8 or 9 months ago, what happened to your band since then?
Well, you know, the album was released at sort of like different times in different countries, and the first release was in was like early last autumn, and after that we've been just touring. We just toured a lot and finished touring like 2 months ago or so, and at the moment we're actually rehearsing for material for the new album. We're going to go into a studio in September to record the next one, and hopefully it's going to be coming out early next year.
Okay. Попитах го какво се случи с тях, с Хим, веднага след като издадоха албума си Deep Shadows and Brilliant Highlights миналата година. Той каза, в различните държави той излезе по различно време. Първото му излизане беше миналата есен, а веднага след това на практика ние се занимавахме само с концерти и с турнета. А това, което е важното за нас сега, когато завършим пък турнетата си и свиранията си на живо това лято, да влезем през септември, за да запишем новия си албум, който се надяваме да излезе в началото на следващата година. Talking about this future album of him, do you have already an idea how it's going to sound like?
Well, sort of, yeah, but it's very hard to say in advance because things tend to change a lot when you go into a studio. You know, there's millions of things that can happen that can alter the sound of the album. But what we're trying to do is sort of like incorporate all the 3 albums we've made so far. So basically it's going to be very melodic, very sentimental and moody and melancholic, but still very, very heavy.
Uh-huh.
So that's basically what we're trying to do this time around, to have that sort of yin and yang effect,
mm-hmm.
to have really heavy songs, but still keeping them sort of like accessible.
Okay. Това, което говорихме в този вик, беше за предстоящия албум на Хим, дали той има идея как ще звучи. Виле каза, в интерес на истината, естествено, че има идея, но не съвсем конкретна, защото когато влезеш в студио, нещата много се променят. В общи линии ще бъде като комбинация от нашите 3 албума, албумите, които направихме до този момент, ще бъде много тъжен, меланхоличен, много чувствен и много дълбок и в същото време хеви. Това е нещо, което се опитваме да правим в музиката на Хим, а именно да съчетаем двете основи на живота и и Ян, двата типа начало, и така или иначе все пак да е достатъчно достъпно за хората. So, well, having in mind the fact that coming up from the north of Europe, from Finland, which is very famous for gothic bands like, let's say, Amorphis and some another heavy metal bands like, let's say, Stratovarius, Apocalyptica stuff. Well, in fact, you managed to be the one and only to get a huge major deal. How, in fact, did you manage to do this? Being accessible, as you
said. Well, I'd say that it's just plain luck. you know, which we formed the first version of the band. We formed it like really early 90s, so we've been doing it like 10 years in a row. And it was back in 96 when we got our record deal with a major here in Finland. And it was just about luck. You know, we had a song called Join Me in Death, which helped us to get like sort of on top of the charts and stuff like that. And it was pretty weird for a rock band such as us. You know, I don't consider ourselves to be more commercial in any sense than the bands you just mentioned, but it's like a playing a poker game, you know. It's just like gambling, and this time around we were really lucky, but it might be that next time around it's going to be somebody else's turn, so we're not stressing about that. The most important thing for us is just to, you know, make good music and be happy about it.
You sound to be a wise guy.
How come?
I mean, you sound to be something like a wise guy then.
Let
me do this in Bulgarian. Попитах го във връзка с това, че като си има предвид колко богата и разнообразна е финландската серия, изобщо скандинавската, колко много метал групи има, готик метал групи като Amorphis, Stratovarius в отделните варианти, Апокалиптика, и всъщност, че те са една от малкото групи, които успяха да вземат мейджор дил. Той каза, защо? Защото сте по-достъпни като тип музика, отколкото другите ли? Както каза преди малко, той каза, не, мисля, че това просто е въпрос само единствено на късмет. Така, животът и този бизнес е нещо като... нещо като игра на покер. Днес си на върха, утре може би ще бъде някой друг, така че не се възприемаме като нещо такова. So, well, in fact, how do you call your music? Because well, definitely, when you started, it was called Gothic Metal, but as we can see in one of the websites, there is another word which sounds very good, not a word, another sentence, something like Scandinavian blues and love metal. Are you agree with this?
Well, you know, when we started out got the record deal, it was like, of course, the record company were thinking of sort of like which was the best way to advertise us and what sort of music they should call our music, and they thought that we play goth metal or whatever, and but that wasn't sort of our cup of tea, and which seemed meant something a bit more different, which was love metal at the time, which in a way sort of like describes the music very well, in a way that it's hard rocking but still pretty sentimental. So And love metal as a term has that sort of like a tongue-in-cheek, sort of like humorous side to it as well, because you know, it's very important to be able to laugh at yourself, you know, at times, or to take yourself too seriously. So that was the reason to have that sort of same goes with Scandinavian blues, you know. It's just a playing around with things, you know. People tend to categorize music nowadays, and they've always had, and that's a necessity, so we just wanted to sort of like try to play a bit different game.
Както знаете, в началото ги наричахме Gothic Metal, след което в един от техните официални уебсайтове, те са няколко, видяхме определенията за тях като любовен метал или скандинавски блуз. Той каза, да, така е, наистина, в интерес истина хората винаги са искали да категоризират музиката, да излагат етикети, и така ще бъде винаги, но ние наистина сме Gothic Metal, и така както уважаваме много метал, сме все пак по някакси, много искаме да сме задълбочери и мисля, че успяваме. А пък освен това, тези понятия по някакъв начин показват, че ние сме хора, които имаме чувство за хумор и не се взимаме толкова на сериозно, а именно това е повода човек да може да си играе с нещата. One of the last questions today, are you still in the same, is the lineup still the same?
You know, so far, yeah. After the last album, it's been the same. And we're having a good time, but it's always hard, you know, when there's like five sweaty men living in the bus for months and months in a row. Things can be quite stressful at times. So, of course, I'm hoping at the moment that this is going to be the definite lineup. But you never know. It might be the next day that our bass player is going to wake up and feel that he's got to go to the mountains and start living as a hermit, you know, somewhere in like Kathmandu, so you never know. But it's nothing to be stressed about in that sense, you know. We're just having a good time now, and we're happy that I'm really happy that I can have like my best friends around.
Съставът на Хим е същия като последния албум. Каза, много се радвам, защото това са най-добрите ми приятели. А човек никога не знае, разбира се, защото в един даден момент, примерно, нашия басист може да отиде да стане монах в Катманду, да и отиде на, как се казва, не за дочери, как се казва това, на изолация. А в същото време, обаче, наистина с тези хора се чувствам чудесно, още повече, когато прекарваш месец или два в автобус на турнета, е много важно с кой си в една и съща група. But please tell me, Ville, in fact, you are the leader of the band, aren't you?
Well, to a certain extent, yes.
Yeah, and on the other hand, you have this kind of a sexual aura, so making all these girls in Bulgaria dying to see you live in these coming days.
Well, you know, it must be the Photoshop they're using with the computers and with the photos nowadays or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
it's been a funny thing in a way that in certain countries with just the audience being really like rock orientated, there's been loads of like a bit older people, and then in a couple of countries there's just been loads of like young girls and stuff like that, which is pretty weird. But it's cool, you know, to be able to have different sorts of audiences and to see that there's different sorts of people who can enjoy what we're doing.
Той беше много дипломатичен, защото му казах, но всъщност ти си лидера на групата. Той каза, да, в известен смисъл, и знаеш си, че много момичета те очакват като секс символ и вече те сънува. Той каза, а дипломатично любопитно е това, че в различните държави и различни хора като възрасти с различни намерения ни очакват. Това е хубавото на цялата тази история. So thank you very much for being with us. Can't wait to see you live in this festival. So please tell me, how does it sound to you, this Bulgarian language that I'm speaking?
As weird as Finnish probably would sound to you.
Uh-huh. Звучи толкова странно, както вероятно финландския. So, would you do me a favor? Could you please say hello, Sofia, doing the ID for the radio, saying hi, this is Ville of him, we are coming to kick your asses or something like this. You're listening to Rock Radio Tangra?
Yeah, sure. So your tape is rolling.
The radio is Tangra.
The tape is rolling.
Sorry?
The tape is rolling, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Okay, so, greetings, O Earthlings. It's the singer of a band, Him, from Finland. My name is Ville Hermanivalo, and we're going to see each other soon in there in Sofia, and come play a festival. Take care and listen to loads of rock radio Tangra.
And could you please finally say hello, Sofia, this is Ville, but say it in Finnish, please.
Okay, Moikki Sofia, tässä on Ville Hermanivalo, ja pitäkää huolta, nähdään siellä kohta.
Thank you very much. And the final effort, could you please say the same thing, but just say hello Sofia in Bulgarian, it sounds Zdravei Sofia.
In Bulgaria, so what was it? Say again.
Zdravei Sofia.
Zdravei?
Yeah.
Zdravei Sofia.
София Music Enterprises представя най-грандиозното музикално събитие Арена Музика. 6 световни звезди идват в София. Неделя, 7 юли. Най-успешната готик метал група в света днес, Хим, ще взриви Зимния дворец с мега спектакъл и уникално шоу. Билети НДК София и големите градове. Не пропускайте Хим на Арена Музика. Благодарение на Global и Coca-Cola.